Our guest at the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, I am excited about this movie that is coming out this weekend called First Man. I think a lot of people of a certain age who do remember that landing on the moon in the summer of 1969, you know, that we've never forgotten that. And so it's I'm excited to see this movie come out.
Me too. I've seen it and I loved it. It's not like any other space odyssey, or fictional or non-fictional. This is actually a biography of the years that Neil Armstrong was a part of the NASA program, and it ends with him with the flight to the moon. But it's so personal. It's got his own story. But the part that is so incredible to me is that it's we feel like we're on the spaceships. We're there. We feel it. It's so scary. The shaking, the rattling, the you don't understand. Especially some of the earlier ones, but all of them. Just to get to that before they have the final, they break off, whatever that's called. They have the liftoff to go through that. It seems like nobody could survive it. It's so real, and because of the technology they have now, they're able to recreate being there. Whereas before we would see the pictures, you're looking, you know, at the thing from a rocket going up, and that's what you saw. Well, we see everything from the point of view of the astronauts. So they have a little view of whatever it is. And when they actually land on the moon, we go on that Eagle module with them.
So this is not just about the landing on the moon, but it's a biographical pic of Neil Armstrong.
Yes.
Who's famously reticent and publicity shy man. So
yes, and his wife had to fend all this off. She was the one that had to go and get the press away from them and hide their children, and they had such a tragic life because their own within their family there was tragedy, but there was also this was so dangerous. The program before they had there was a famous accident where I think three astronauts were killed together, but before that they had been to four funerals in 1 year for other earlier astronauts. These were to survive this was really something.
We had the sense, and you remember this, the lunar mission. And it is portrayed in the trailers that I've seen as greatly dangerous, and it was dangerous. And I don't think we fully appreciated at the time how dangerous it was, because NASA, even though there had been the deaths of the three in early 67, NASA always kind of downplayed that, and the networks didn't really play it up that much. And I don't know that we had a sense of how much at risk they were.
Unfortunately, we found that out later, too, as the program continued. We had, you know, the dangers were there. He would not. He was so reticent. He didn't. Neil Armstrong himself famously just didn't talk about it and wouldn't open up even to his own children about the fact that he might not come back. And his wife, she wants him to at least, you know, to let them know how dangerous this really is, and they all have wills and you know whatever.
It's. Yeah. We're talking with Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic, and of course there's other great movies about the space program. Apollo 15 is just great, and there is one that certainly demonstrated the danger involved. And then The Right Stuff was a great,
really really good. The other guy that's with them is Lucas Haas, who was a child actor in Witness with Harrison Ford. Anyway, he was the Amish child.
Yep.
Anyway, he's the one, Michael Collins, who has to stay aboard. He doesn't get to walk on the moon.
Right. There were three, and only two went down. There's been some criticism of this movie for not for downplaying the American achievement and not showing the planting of the flag. And but the previews I've seen, I do see the American flag on the uniform and so forth. So
I didn't think about it at the time at all. The way it goes, it's just we've gotten here. And the details, I remember swinging golf clubs and things in actual pictures, but I don't know that they showed that either.
Well, no, because
that was a different one. Okay. I don't even know.
No, that was not Neil Armstrong style, but it might have been Buzz Aldrin style. No, that was Alan Shepard a couple of years later.
Okay.
I'm kind of
a
nerd on some of this stuff. So, but I am looking forward to it, and it was what a time that was. So this is on in Greenville.
Yes.
This weekend, and I expect it's going to be a big
I think
hit.
So. I think it'll be.
We just have a minute or so left. What coming up the rest of the year, and especially we get into the holidays, what are we most looking
for? We've got some super big movies besides this that they save them all up. And so November and December especially, but the rest of October, we've got Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah.
And Freddie Mercury is played by Ramin. I'm not sure. Anyway, he looks just like him in the previews, which I've seen. And we have a movie by Steve McQueen, the guy who directed 12 Years a Slave, and it's called Widows. And there's a lot of talk about that, starring Viola Davis, an Oscar winner. And one called Roma that's done by a Mexican director, Alfonso Cuarón, and it's getting raves all over. It was at the Venice Film Festival. And The Front Runner, which is about Gary Hart, the guy who didn't become president but who ran, and that could be quite good. And another political one, it's had three different names, but now it's called Vice, in which Christian Bale, of all people, plays Dick Cheney.
All right. Yeah, and I've seen the preview for that. Gary Hart, of course, the guy famously said, "Follow me around," and they did, and that didn't turn out so well. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Harold Batter, movie critic, Alice Reese. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.